traveling on. Every time I hear that song, I think about a preacher friend of mine over yonder had an old man coming to the church, and the state patrol had stopped him so many times for speeding that they just looked the other way when he see him coming. Couldn't do nothing with him nowhere. Well, he come in one night and said, God sure has been good to me. He said, he put me a little string of lights down the middle of this highway so I can see how to get a straddle of the road, you know, and come down and put them little lights down through there and see where I'm going. And you won't believe it, but that old man died with natural causes. He just died with a heart attack later. You'd think he got killed. But I do feel like traveling on. God's been so good to me. And I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad you let me preach a little while. Boy, you think of so many things. All these preachers are preaching. Brother Milton Taylor preaching on prayer. And I thought about preaching on prayer. I'd already had my heart on something else. Thought about how would you like to be responsible for. I'll just leave these things with you and I'll move on. How would you like to be responsible for causing revival? It just takes one man, you and God. Read in the Bible how many times one man started revival. You say, well, I don't say much. I don't talk much. Well, what about old Lazarus? He hadn't said a word. And the Bible said, and because of him, many the Jews believed on Jesus. How would you like to win many Jews to Jesus? There's something about Lazarus that said, he don't say much, but we know one thing. He's passed from death into life. We know he was dead. Yes. Now look at him. He's alive. I got close to him over here. Heard him breathing. Amen. He's alive. They know whether you're dead or alive. There's a lot of church members sitting in the pew. And I think, Lord, I wonder if they really passed from death into life. Never smiled anything. People could sway from the chandelier. Yeah. I said another thing. He come from the tomb to the table. I'm going to leave these with you. I'm going to preach on something else. Said he come from the tomb to the table. You'll come out of this world if you get saved. Jesus puts that new life in you. Amen. Another thing, he quit stinking. They said by now he's stinking. He's been dead for that. I don't believe you smell like a beer joint after you come. Amen. Another thing, he wanted to be with Jesus. He sat at the table with Jesus. I believe he wanted to sit at the table with him. He said, if any man open the door, come in, me and him will go to meeting together. Amen. But then there's another somebody that started revival, just one person. And it was because she said something. Usually a woman's got something to say. Most of the time it's good. Amen. Praise God. My old mama had something to say. Hey, I'm worried about this. Church has got where they wait on the preacher to tell them to shout. Yeah. Yeah. And now it's time to shout. Everybody lift your hands and let's praise the Lord. If that's all you got, well, go ahead. Yeah. It's good to praise Him. Yeah. That ain't the way Mama did it. See, shouting is it's not worship, but it's an overflow of worship. Yeah. And Mama would sit there and worship. And I knew what was going on. I like to watch them dead Baptist jump when she said, wasn't nobody sleeping around her. Amen. Oh, been a long time since I heard something like that. But this old one, this girl in John chapter 4, if she'd have went on deputation, she wouldn't got no support from no church. Ain't no church or took her on because of the immoral life that she'd lived. And if she'd applied to a mission board, there ain't no mission board that took her on. It wouldn't have had her. But Jesus picked her out. Give her a drink of that living water. She ran running over the hill shouting and praising God. And she met them disciples coming back. Brother Les Roloff said they was eating cheese and crackers. I don't know, peanut butter and crackers. But she met them disciples. She didn't stop and ask them, said, can y'all tell me how it feels to be safe? I want to be sure about my salvation now, you know. Said, give me a book and let me read it, and that's how I know when I'm saved. Let me go to college. No, I better not say that. She hadn't been to the seminary. She hadn't read no books on how to win souls for God. And she didn't ask nobody about it. But she got the whole town excited. And the Bible said many of them Samaritans come out and believed on Jesus. Talking about a weekend revival. He spent about 2 days there, people getting saved. Amen. And I want you to pray for my little wife. Praise the Lord for her. She had been sick and can't go with me. And we just been married 67 years in June. Amen. And we're still on our honeymoon. Amen. Praise the Lord, my wife. I didn't ask nobody how you get the right wife. Amen. I just come home from World War II. I was nearly 21 years old, and I got out there in the woods and said, "Yeah, God, time for me to get married. I shouldn't be 21. And I want you to give me the right wife." Thank God might have heard that prayer, you reckon?
Yes, sir.
It's lasted 67 years. Amen. And I say this sometimes in the pulpit. I said, "I never had a fight." And she would lift her hand and say, "Not yet." She's part Indian. She's got some meanness in her. Amen. Well, praise the Lord for that. But I didn't ask nobody. I asked the Holy Spirit. I wouldn't advise you men to do this, but you know, every time I'd see her, she's always dressed up with her lips painted in that pretty black hair. Her hair was black as this. I think it's supposed to be blue. I don't know, but her hair was black. Now it's white. She's still beautiful. Amen. But we worked together at Shannon Cottonville, and she stayed out. Her mother had another baby. She had to stay out. And we worked night shift. And so that day I thought, I'm going up there. I want to see her when she ain't dressed up, when she ain't painted up. It might have been the wrong thing to do. She's still mad at me for doing that. But I was praying about this thing. It's a serious matter. I read a while ago where some preacher said, praying about a wife, said, "Pray with one eye open." Amen. Well, I drove up in the yard. Her daddy was a bootlegger, and they're just poor people. And I drove up in the yard, she came out with that hair undone, hanging down her face, and she had on her daddy's old shirt. She'd been working and washing clothes and everything there that day by the mother. And she wasn't painted up and all. But the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart. I didn't ask nobody except my wife. The Holy Spirit, I wasn't all that spiritual. You know the army tried to make an infidel out of you. But I still knowed God. I got saved before I went to the army. Amen. He still answered my prayer. And the Holy Spirit, just as sure as I'm standing here, said, "That's her." Must have been right. Amen. Well, on the third Sunday in August, 1940, a little old country boy didn't have nothing, didn't know nothing hardly. That old preacher preached about hell, and he preached about heaven. Amen. And I didn't ask nobody what was going on. I knew it was time for me to do something. I went down to that altar and got on my knees. They prayed for me. I was praying. Mama was praying. And I didn't ask the preacher, "You think I'm saved?" Some folks, you know, if you just go on what the preacher said, and he'll tell you, most of them will tell you what the Bible said if they're trying to help you, and that's good. But I didn't ask nobody. I told them about it because I was the first one to know about it, bud. Amen. Amen. I got saved, what I'm trying to say. Amen. I was preaching this over here in Dawsonville. It's been several years ago. Brother Beatty and I think was here. They're not here today, are they? I was preaching in his church over a long time ago. I was preaching something like that. And this woman come walking down the aisle. She Said, "Preacher, I've been going 40 years on what the preacher said. The preacher told me I'm saved." He said, "I ain't had nothing to tell. The Bible did say, confess with your mouth, didn't it?" Said, "Every mouth or every tongue should confess." And she said, "I ain't never had nothing to tell. I just done what the preacher said." Said, "I'm going, if y'all don't mind," said, "I'm going to get in here and pray till I get something to say myself." And the Bible did say that woman in John chapter 4, because of her sin, many of them Samaritans believe. And that woman got up, she did have something to say. We come back that night, she still had something to say. I didn't get to preach. Amen. But I just want to tell you, it's real. God called me to preach. I didn't ask nobody, how do you feel? When I wonder if I'm called to preach. I want to do this and I want to do that. And back in those days, we did put the fleece out, and God honored that. So that's all the light we had. I believe the Holy Spirit's able to tell us about putting the fleece out. But I'm glad that I didn't have to ask nobody if I was called to preach. If you don't know, just quit and go home till you know. We've got enough that don't know. Amen. Well, I'm glad you shouted on that. Amen. You pray for me. I believe you live longer if you got a little sense of humor. Amen. Life a little bit along the way. Amen. Might get too silly sometimes. Amen. In Psalms chapter 9 and verse 17, the Bible said, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." And I thought, I've had several things on my mind. I mentioned some of them there that I'd like to preach on. But I was praying over there in that little motel room, and God got in there. Amen. And began to deal with my heart. And I'm glad you let me preach a little bit. Amen. You pray for us. I want to preach about the nation that forget God. And then talk a little bit about a nation. The Bible said the righteousness exalted the nation. And talk about a little bit about the nation that don't forget God. And that's America. We're forgetting God and leading Him out of everything. You know that our leaders have legalized every sin that could be thought of. In the Bible, mentions things that are sin and abomination. And the judges and the courts have come along and don't make no difference what God said about it. They said it's all right. They've legalized everything could be thought of. 60 million little babies been murdered. Some of them preachers and leaders and inventors and couldn't no telling what. And they killed them before they had a chance to even live. You say, "What do you think about abortion?" Don't take me long to tell you what I think about it. I think if you believe in abortion, your mother should have. Amen. That includes our president. Amen. Same-sex marriage. That's a sickness. That's awful. I was a grown man before I ever heard. I couldn't believe when I heard about this. And I couldn't believe it. But they're bragging about it now, and it's legalizing that, and they claim they'll get you in trouble if you even preach against it. And you can mark it down. The devil's closing down on us. What about legalizing beer and wine and liquor? I remember I went to Waycross, Brother Joe, and that Walmart down there is the first Walmart I ever seen selling beer. I thought, I can't believe that Walmart selling beer. Now all of them's got it stacked up and everywhere. Liquor and legalizing it and drinking and think it's all right. The Bible said wine is a mocker and strong drink is raging. Whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. And not wise means they're fools. Amen. And our national debt, talk about the trillions of dollars, and there's still, I reckon, still a borrowed money to get by on. I don't know. But all this is not too happy. I mean, don't let it knock your shout out. It's going to get better. Now stay with us. Amen. He said in Psalms chapter 50 and verse 22, "Now consider this. Ye that forget God, lest I tear you into pieces. I believe is what he said, wasn't it? Psalm 103, verse 2 said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. I try to lift my hands every morning before I begin the day and say that. And don't forget God's benefits. You can't think of all of them. Amen. And he said in Psalms chapter 33 and verse 12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Amen. I'm still an American. I served World War II and done the best I could. Come home with a few stripes on my arms and I praise the Lord. I'm glad I went. Hey, you boys and girls too, if you're tired of taking orders around home, just join the army. Amen. It'll be good for you. Amen. Another thing I learned in the military, there's so many things I want to say. Maybe I'll say a few things. You remember something. Another thing I learned in the Army, one thing I learned to take orders. Another thing I learned is not quit when I got my feelings hurt. Amen. I did get my feelings hurt. Amen. People get their feelings hurt in church and they wouldn't come back and you'd think somebody shout at them out there in the parking lot. They wouldn't come back to talk. Just one little thing the preacher said against them. And what would I have done? I was 10,000 miles away from home, got my feelings hurt. Where would I went if I'd have left the army? Where are you going if you leave the church? Church is where you can find peace. Amen. Lord, let me stop and say this. Let's see, Brother Willard's daughter is here. Praise the Lord. His wife is here last night. And old Brother Willard is my friend. He wrote them books and them poems in them. And two or three of them in there, if you look at that, he got them while I was preaching. And I preached one message one time, and he picked it up. And I don't know, he preached that all over the country about why I'm not most miserable. But I asked Brother Willard the permission to read them on the radio. I'm on three radio stations on the internet. I preach around the world, amen, bouncing off of the satellites. And he said, use them, Brother Glasswell. Never had got around to reading one of them. But on Sunday morning, on Mother's Day of last year, I felt like reading that one where he said, Mama took a trip in the good old gospel ship. And he said, that last verse, someday I'm going to take a trip in the good old gospel ship. I was reading that on the radio in Calhoun, Georgia there, and I was going around the world reading that on the internet. And I didn't know that in 1 hour after that, Brother Willard had done got on board that old gospel ship. He was getting, while I was reading that, it was 1 hour before he died. Your mother told me yesterday, amen. He was already going up the game plan. Amen. One day I'm going to take a trip. That good old gospel ship. Amen. I got on that old ship going out of the Golden Gate Bridge. You looked out of the Golden Gate Bridge, got on that old ship. The band was playing In the Mood, but I wasn't in the mood. Amen. Over there on the under that shed where the old ship was docking there. That old foghorn on that ship said, womp, womp. And I looked down, and we was moving away from the dock just like that. They were fixing to sail out going to another world. Well, I think I can hear the sound of coming from the shore. This old gospel ship be leaving out. This may be my last round to the homecoming. Oh, one of these days we're going to sail away. Well, as I said, my mind just runs on everything. And maybe I'll help you a little bit and preacher can come on and preach that to why. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. I still believe in America and I still have no problem saluting that old flag. Amen. How many veterans we got here? Amen. Look at that. Thank God. And you can be a soldier for the cross. You ladies can be a veteran for Jesus. Amen. You little boys and girls, God can use you. If he used somebody like me, didn't finish high school, and never had nothing. A little old country boy out in the out there in the cotton patch with them patch breeches on, brother. If I noted I could save them up, you know, and kind of stacked them up, them old breeches, mama patch, put patch on top of patch, and I could have saved them up and sold them now for a high price, these crazy kids, amen. They like to go around showing everything, amen. Oh, Lord, help us. But I still love America, and I believe that God's able to keep that old glory waving, amen. The Bible said in Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is reproach to any nation. And I want to say this and get it over with, and then we go on a little further. Look at the nations that forgot God. And you know anything about history. Children, young people may not know this now, but in World War II, Germany and Japan was our main enemies. But now I reckon both of them is our allies, at least Japan is. And I don't say this to hurt nobody. If anybody here from Japan, I had made some good friends over there after the war was over and everything. Them people in Japan, they was taught to surrender. When they surrendered, they surrendered. They bowed to you and all. And we had some good friends and missionaries going over there now and people. And I don't say this to hurt them. But I know I was there, and I know that they forgot God. They worshiped them idols and them shrines, and there's still some of them are doing that. And there's a nation that forgot God. And I had Brother Mitchell to go out there and bring this in. I didn't know for sure he was going to preach. But I want to show you something here. A nation forget God and their flag. And you know that they was unmerciful. They had Pearl Harbor and a lot of things that I could tell you that you don't know about Japan and all, how mean they were and how awful it was. And you know that they had to surrender. I wasn't there, but I saw it on the screen of when they surrendered unconditionally. And if I can get this untangled here. Here's the flag of a nation that once was great. And they forgot God. That's blood on that flag. It comes from the battlefield. The Bible said, if you forget God, I'll tear you into pieces. And that's what we did with them. I landed over there in Japan. I landed in Tokyo, and it was burnt to the ground. I got a job driving my captain all over Tokyo. And I got to see it all just in smoke. It was burnt to the ground. And this is their flag. Now, of course, I know they're building back now, and we're helping them. We're friends with them now. But I just thought you might want that blood on there. Nation, if it is y'all. And that's where America's headed for. We've forgotten God. We took God out of everything. We got a president that forgot God. They claiming to just do anything, be legal and get by with it. But God said, I'll tear you into pieces. And old glory, look young. It's still waving. Amen. I ain't going to take it out of this one. God wakes me. Could anybody lead that song? My country is of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom, holy light, protect us by I might greet God our King. You can be seated. He woke me up. He waked me up the fourth watch of the night. They'd done been preaching about that and walking on the water. And when the time changed, it looked like he'd wake me up at a different hour, but it didn't upset him. Now, he woke me up at 3:00 in the morning this morning. That's when he comes to me and speaks to me. I looked out the window at 3:00 this morning. That old flag's out there waving. You think I'm crazy, but I saluted out the window there the most. Amen. I was riding down the road at one of the inaugurations when they inaugurated the president, and that atheist called in from California and said, "Don't mention Jesus when you have the inaugural prayer." And I was just listening, riding down the road by myself. And now, this had been several years ago. I'll not say which president. You'd want to argue about that. But I listened, and they called on that old black man to pray the inaugural prayer. And he closed out. He said, "We ask this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." And I said, "Praise the Lord." Wonder what that atheist thought about that. Amen. And I was rejoicing. And after he had prayed the prayer, they started it. And you military men know what to do when you hear that. I was a sergeant. Come in there, hut. Order, harm. Present, harm. And I was driving one hand by myself. They thought I was DUI, and I was. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm talking about the nation whose God is the Lord. That ain't all of us driving by. And it's out in the country. And there wasn't no houses or nothing there where I was. Here I am saluting. And while they were playing that national anthem. And I looked over on the side when they got to the end of it. Da 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 da. I passed the fire station. And old Glory's waving in the breeze. I said, "Order, arms." Kept on driving. Maybe I stayed in too long, but I'm glad I went. I wouldn't advise you boys to get in the Army. I mean, it looks pretty rough now, but it did help me, and it helped somebody. Amen. Well, thank God. Look, if the nation forget God, that's not only Japan, but Germany. Old Hitler bragged he's going to bury America, and that scared me. People started digging holes to have bum shelters and everything. And listen, 2 weeks after I got in the Army, Hitler committed suicide. Said they would have got me in there a long time ago. Amen. And what about that? England, our friends now, they used to be our enemy. They're forgotten God. They tell me the church is emptied up over there. I hear the preacher talking the other day. He went to them churches in Asia and said it's all still there, but they're empty and they're not having no meeting there now. And they used to be our enemy. You remember hearing about that? We signed the Declaration of Independence, and they was fighting, started the war, and many men gave their life for this country to the nation of England. And I heard a little, maybe I can remember a little bit of this. May not tell you exactly right, but I hope I can get it right. They had a doctor on board that ship, that battleship out there. And they had him captured. And they were going to release him because they thought, sure, this is the end of that war. They thought, sure, they had America whipped. They'd done burnt Washington. And they'd done moved the headquarters away from Washington somewhere else down there behind this army camp. I can't remember the name of the army camp. And they're going to finish it off that night. Said, if we can just destroy this army camp, we can get, and said, America will have to surrender to us. But I thank God we had some old soldiers that stood. Amen. ain't going to go into all that. But this, they're going to release this doctor off of the ship, and they let a man come aboard that ship by the name of Francis Scott Key. He was a lawyer, and he was going to come aboard and negotiate the release of this doctor on that ship. And all night long, that big British ship sat out there and bombed that. And they saw the bombs and the fire and everything. They was praying on board that ship, listening. And the next morning, they got up in the fog, and the smoke was so heavy you couldn't hardly see nothing. Francis Scott Key stood on board that ship and looked and said, "Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?" And there was Old Glory waving. I don't know. God made a little wave till Jesus comes. I don't know. But I tell you, if we don't have revival, we'll be paying the price. Our flag will one day look like, "Oh, God." Oh, Lord, I tell you. Thank God. I'm glad that God is still on the throne. And he's still, I thought about preaching on what time is it. And it's time to wake up. It's time to get up. There's a thief in the house. John chapter 10, the thief coming out to steal. He's just stealing their values. He don't look in the trash cans. He's just stealing the jewelry box. Amen. The true word of God, changing the Bible, changing the thing. He's stealing convictions. Anything goes these days. And he's stealing our power. He's substituting the works of the flesh for the real power of God. He's stealing the joy. What's the matter? Amen. Oh, the joy of the Lord is your strength. I can still shout a little bit once in a while along the way. Amen. There is joy. What about old Brother Edward Dixon and just got out of that revival? I tell you, wasn't that wonderful? And God is blessing. My wife, I called her, and she said, "Our church and some of our grandchildren, we've been praying for her. Got in church Sunday, and amen, they had a good church, good service. Little taste of revival. I smell a little smoke. There must be some fire somewhere." Amen. Brother Willard, before he died, he asked Brother Thomas, asked Brother May before he died, "What are you doing to have revival? Why are we going to have revival?" Brother May said, "Brother Willard, you have to start with the young people." Said the old people set in their ways. I said, "Amen." And I thought, I'm an old person. Amen. But I did get set in my ways. You can't stare me down. Amen. Look, dry up if you want to. He said, "If any man will open the door, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me." You can have revival in the midst of the storms and the trouble. God is still on the throne. Amen. Time to wake up and time to get up. Brother Earl said, "Us preachers are accused of sleeping late." And said, "I slept till 9 o'clock one morning and woke up and said, 'Lord, what would you have me to do today?'" Said the Lord, said, "Son, I'd have you to get up." Amen. Well, get up, there's a thief in the house. Amen. Get up, there's an enemy in the field. While men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. That's these hypocrites forgotten the church that causing trouble. I'd hate to go down in history that would cause trouble at my church, wouldn't you? Amen. Not only that, but I'm glad there's a God on the throne. Amen. Time to pray, time to preach, and time to sing. Time to go to church. Amen. There's someone at the door. Time to wake up. Time to get up. Somebody at the door knocking. Sinner friend, he's knocking at your heart. You've thought about getting saved and you still put it off. How can you sit in all this going on around here and not get saved? I don't know. Thank God I got saved when I was a little boy. Amen. Talking about praying, I'd go down in them pine thickets and pray. I wish I'd have had a tape on there and learn how to pray again. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm afraid I've left my first love back down the road. God help us. I remember sitting out there crying and praying. Just got too far along to pray and just couldn't say words. The Holy Spirit is making intercession. Amen. He knows what he's trying to say. God does hear and answer prayer. Thank God for that. Let me tell this, and I'll close and let Brother Stroud come home and preach. In a little while. Amen. Yeah, it's time to quit, ain't it? Brother Boltner said, some of these preachers thinks we're getting paid by the hour. My wife waves at me when it's time to quit, and I thought she was shouting at me. No, it didn't happen. Let me tell this. My friend Raymond, we used to run together. We'd get out and hitchhike to town. We lived on the farm. Our dad would let us off on a Saturday, and we'd catch a ride to town. We lived 10 miles from town. And we grew up, and the war started, and I went first and spent some time in the service. And Raymond went later. He's a little younger than I. And it's been a long time since I'd heard from Raymond. And I found out that he'd married a woman in Germany, and she died later with cancer. And Raymond used to be the manager over a big place of McDonald's. I don't know how much area and poor that's in Georgia or Tennessee or what, but he really worked his way up. And Raymond got to drinking. He got away from God and got to drinking. And I'm glad God delivered me from all of that. Amen. I'm like Brother Bud said, my children never seen me drunk or nothing. The reason they did, I never got drunk. Amen. Amen. But Raymond went to drinking and got away from God. And I found out that he was in the hospital and having some operations. And me and my wife drove all the way across North Carolina. If you've never been from one side of North Carolina to the other, it took us, I think, about all day to get out there. We got there and went in this nursing home. Well, we were going to spend the night with Raymond's daughter. She's the one that called us and everything. And in honor of my friend Raymond, we drove out there. And we went to that. They drove us over to the nursing home where Raymond was. And they sat for him. And I stood out there in the hall. And I saw the door open back there. And he rolled out on the wheelchair, come rolling down that hall. Had one of his legs took off. And that was my friend Raymond. We used to run together and have fun together. But he got to drink and got away from God. And we gathered out there in the room, whatever you call it, out in front of the nursing home where people were together. And it was on Halloween. They said decorating that place for a Halloween party, putting up spooks and boogers and haints and witches and everything. Well, we got to talking about the Lord, and Raymond's daughter came in out there, and Raymond said, "Honey, come here." Said, "You know you need to get saved." Said, "Well, this man of God's here from Georgia. Want him to pray for you." And said, "You know it's my fault, the reason you got out of church." And he said, "I'm sorry. I've got right with God." He said, "Yeah, I know I got saved, but said I got away from God." And said, "All this has come on. Now I'm going to die." And he said, "You need to get saved." And I said, "Well, we'll go back down to the room." Raymond said, "No, we'll just pray right here." I ain't all that brave. Amen. But we got, while they're decorating for Halloween, we got down on our knees right there in that room and prayed for his daughter. She got saved. Amen. And we had meeting. They thought that was part of the party. They thought it was a little unusual, but they thought we'd done got drunk, I reckon. And she went down the hall praising God and telling people she got saved. Amen. I want to tell you how meeting anywhere. Amen. God bless. Well, I wanted to tell something good there. Amen. God bless you. Let's don't forget God. Let's remember. He's been too good to me, this old man. Amen. I've traveled all over this country. I've traveled from California to Florida to Michigan and all just about. But my long trips is, I've had to cancel out some of them. You pray for us. My journeys are coming to an end, but it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Amen. The church up there that's kind of dry and wasn't shouting. I thought nobody would shout around here. But there's an old cripple boy come down aisle back there and said he wanted to sing a song. I'm not mocking him, but this is the way they had to help him up on. He got up there and sung that song. It will be worth it all. If he got any shout in you, you'll come out in a time like that. People started praising God. Amen. It will be worth it. It's been worth every mile. It's been worth every trial that we've gone through with. I've never been sorry that I trusted in Jesus. Just been, I think I counted up maybe 25,000 days since I got saved. Amen. And never been sorry. I never have been and said, I wish I hadn't got saved. No. Never seen nobody else that said that neither. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've been to the table several thousand times too, and there's just something about it. I just keep going back. Amen. It's just something about going to church. I just keep going. Amen. Been going a long time. They don't have to. And I try to get there on time. I just drove from Calhoun Sunday morning. He said he wanted me to come in on Sunday, and I'm glad I did. Amen. I left my house at 7 o'clock and got here at 5 minutes till time to start Sunday school. Just put it right in. Just like an undertaker, right on time. Amen. Still driving. Drove through Atlanta here two or three times here lately. Just come through. There's wrecks everywhere. And sirens are going, screaming, and cars are flying. Now, if you don't want to drive fast, you better not go through Atlanta. You'll get run over. Amen. You got to get in there with them. Amen. Don't tell nobody, but... But I'm glad God gave me grace to come through it all. Amen. Oh, I could go on and on and on. God bless you, is my prayer. Brother Pastor.